This is a Pinball News production.
Hi, everybody. First of all, has anybody seen the Predator machine in the hall? How many of you saw it last year? Which one do you like better? All right. As you can see, those of you seen the game, there's been huge leaps and bounds and changes. The game has grown immensely in the last year. We've added a couple little surprises. We're getting a lot of custom stuff made. Throughout this process, we learned that the hard part turned out to be the easy part, and the easy part turned out to be the hard part. So part of those easier parts is making neat things. So we're getting custom launch ball buttons and custom powder-coated side rails. Nobody really expected that out of a sub 5,000 game, but it can be done. Matt from Back Alley has been super hard at work making all kinds of really neat stuff, including this monster right here. I mean, I feel just weird holding this for you guys, but this is not stock for the game. This is something he made on his own time. I guess there's going to be two of them that can hang from the head as some kind of a pseudo topper Halloween prop. But people have come together from literally all over the country to make this game the best it possibly can be. And it shows in the product that is out on the floor right now. We've had the best in the world give us their best and all of their pride to build something that, you know, I don't want to sound dramatic, but literally 3 years ago people said was absolutely impossible. You know, and we came literally from my basement in Bay City, Michigan, population 32,000. And again, I stand here in Chicago, Illinois, almost Chicago, I guess. But with huge interest, people are streaming live to Pinside and to other websites just as we were bringing the game in the door. So the excitement that I've been getting is just overwhelming, and I have to sincerely thank everybody. we totally couldn't have done anything like this without the help of the talented people that we're with and we work with on a daily basis. Namely, I need to thank Matt Reiser, Back Alley Creations, Paul and Mark from Marco Specialties, Paul Malachich, Virtual Pin, Jerry Sellenberg from P-Rock. I mean, the list goes on and on. And my mother, hi, Mom. but anyways, we've made tons of advancements in both coding and physical hardware. The physical hardware is you know, easy to see. We did have some issues in transport, so the machine is being currently worked on, unfortunately. But it will be going sometime today. So be sure to come by and check out all the new code stuff, some new fun stuff. Those of you guys who have got a chance to get a hold of the game before, there are a ton of little surprises that I think you're really going to like. A lot of exciting new stuff. We've had to limit our game in the past few expos we went to, and the last time we were here, we had a white wood with some prototype black ramps that were really obscuring the play field. So we got rid of that, obviously, and you know, we finally got artwork on it. And when we took it to Seattle, you know, we were worried about things breaking, so we had to level the play field funny. But this game here, that's in the hall today, is built for production use. It's our release candidate. This is the way we envisioned the game from the beginning. If anything has to change, it's because we didn't know it had to be changed. We'll find out in the next 6 to 8 weeks while things are being built for it. That being said, the machine is set. We got special coils to keep the flippers as strong as possible. We've increased the slope of the machine to 7 degrees default. All the pops are powered by 800 winding coils. This thing is built to play mean. And finally, we get to show it off to the public the way we play it at home. Poorly. But that being said, I really don't have a lot of time up here. I'm hoping that you guys might have some questions for me. If you guys have any questions, feel free to throw them out there before I kind of take off. Yes?
Why have all references to Predator disappeared off your website?
All the references to Predator disappeared off my website because we were planning for a big reveal last month. Unfortunately, everything kind of slowed down, and we had to wait on some extra things, and we had some hiccups. But now that we have the game done, we're going to go forward with some nice videos, obviously articles about the machine itself. We're actually looking to build a player's guide, an interactive play field. Well, a player's guide to tell you what is worth what and how the best way to apply skill is, trying to really give you the bare bones of what it is, all right built into the website. And for, until the game reaches home, then if you're really hardcore, you can really read up on it and you can min-max the crap out of it and even play it in your mind on the website until it gets to your house. Yeah. Two dangerous questions. I knew it was coming. Production cycle, we've been promised 6 to 10 weeks on all the parts being manufactured. That being said, we have to give it at least a few weeks of hardcore testing. We have some of our custom parts we haven't been able to test yet, so we have to put them in some stress mechs and stuff like that to see how they handle it. So we're looking at 6 to 12 weeks at the minimum. It's probably going to fall somewhere a little bit after that, just to say that publicly and give myself a little bit of leeway. And as far as the rate of production, we're looking at probably... It would be wonderful if we could do like 20 to 30 a month. I think that's a little optimistic, but that's what we're shooting for.
Are you going to build a large office?
Me personally? Oh, I hope not. But I will. I can promise you that every game that leaves my shop will have been touched by me personally at least once, in one way or another. But we have our assembly set up as streamlined as possible. We're getting our wiring harnesses made for us, and Virtua Pin has made us some fantastic cabinets and taken huge amounts of stress off of us. So that really gives us time to just focus on assembling and wiring a play field. So we're going the route of, obviously pre-drilled backs, and we're gonna try silk screening the back of the playfield as well, but just kind of make it as paint-by-number friendly as possible so we can get, extra help in if we have to and if we can to try and get them out as quickly as possible without sacrificing much. Yes?
What's the current rev on the software, rev number, software?
Like, if I had to put a number on it?
Yeah.
74? officially, it's probably like the third. We ran into a lot of issues with the first one, obviously, but, the second one we thought was perfect, and then everything that screwed up from the second one we fixed for the third one and added a couple of new things that haven't quite screwed up yet.
So you're still working on it?
I'd say the code is about 99.8% done. We haven't run into any issues with it. We don't plan to send mandatory updates later on. If we ever do an update, it should be as painless as possible. It just comes in the form of a new micro SD card you just switch out. But if we ever do an update, it's because something unforeseen happened. If there's a bug or a balance issue or if something, breaks, if we have some kind of bug somewhere or glitch, that's why we would send a code update, to protect your game or to just kind of fix it and make it more tournament viable. But the code is pretty much ready to go. I think you'd be pretty hard-pressed to find anything wrong or missing at this point. Roger.
Two questions, because I think you're somewhat ignorant of all the news that takes place in the world.
Sweet.
Are you looking at commercial operations of colors from collectors? And the second question is, do you have plans to ramp up, so to speak, and deliver a game every year, every other year? What's the new launch?
So the question kind of boils down to what are my plans for the near future? Make pinball games? The idea right now, we have quite a few things on the table. We're actually going after some really big name things right now that are actually taking us fairly seriously. So it's very exciting. The new people we're working with are very excited, but they're hesitant at our limited numbers. So you might see us ramp up pretty heavy if Predator goes as smoothly as I hope. So the plan right now is to absolutely push it up. I don't know about a game a year, but I don't want to go bigger.
Yeah, commercial operation or just reflective?
Well, the Predator machine is commercial. It can run. Of the 250 people on it, I think 3 people have told me they're going to route theirs. I can tell you one will be in the Shark Club in Howell, Michigan. And the other ones are in, I think, like France. But, it can run coin-op. It's a fully functional commercial machine. It's just there's so few of them, and it's such a weird IP that most people are getting collector's pieces. I'm hoping that a lot of collectors will appreciate whatever we do next, but I would like to ramp it up to a point where we can hit up distributors and actually get these things out in the wild and really bring the route back. You know me, I'm a route brat. Any other? Yeah.
About repairs, spare parts, maintenance, all that good stuff.
Is Marco still here?
Yeah.
There you go. No. We're using as many quote-unquote off-the-shelf parts as possible. The things that break most, you know, pop bumpers, flippers, stuff like that, those are really easily accessible. They're cheap, and everything you're used to fits. As far as the specific stuff, like if a toy ends up breaking or something, Matt will continue to carry them. Ramps will probably be able to be ordered for me. I mean, I guess we can make them whenever now. I can't really think of anything that would really break that you wouldn't be able to get a hold of, except for maybe like a spare play field. But I guess we can do that too. I don't know. I think everything's pretty much off the shelf, except for, you know, ball guides and stuff like that you're not going to run out of or break. But we've designed it specifically to be as off the shelf as possible. Not a lot of custom stuff going on here as far as the meaty what you're used to. And, of course, all the P-Rock and the driver boards are all available from Jerry's site. So if you just helplessly blow something up or something like that, it's pretty quick, cheap, easy replacement. And, on the subject of design, we actually added the plastics to this build. And that was a big deal for me. And, again, harkens back to the Route Brat. Everything on the game has been designed to easily be removed for basic cleaning and within reasonable ease to remove for a deep clean. We have multiple layers of plastics. We have lots of mechanisms and stuff like that. And obviously, you can see the ramps kind of twist and wind through a lot of different things. So it was a really important thing to make sure that when all these things come together, nothing was dependent on stacking so much as so you can pull every plastic off of that game without removing a ramp, and you don't have to remove any mechanisms. You kind of have to bend the claw out of the way a little bit, you know, to get the ramp itself off. But at the end of the day, when we were assembling this playfield, we had to remove the plastics quite a few times for forgetting to put things here and there, whatever. And it was extremely painless. We ended up, you know, coming up with a way that, you know, all the plastics slide off and all the ramps come off very simply. Nothing is dependent on something else in order to just do a good route cleaning if you have to, or do a thorough cleaning. You're really not going to run into a lot of stuff that is just like, who thought of this crap? You know, I do that all the time. And in our design process, we ended up with a lot of these situations where we're looking at, we can make this mech just kind of hang up right here and just swing out this way and knock it down, and then we just bolt it to the ramp, which is under a plastic. I would kill whoever did that. No, do it some way. Do it different. And I can tell you from our earliest build of this this unit, it actually worked out pretty well, if I do say so myself. Any other questions? How am I out of time already or no? Ah, whatever. Kim.
If you limited the run to 250, are you going to do more of this game or are you just going to go on to your next?
I can tell you with confidence I will never make another Predator. I've met a lot of people doing what I do now, including yourself, that I would feel as though I was kind of betraying them if I ever pushed it further. The interest is actually very present. We have a waiting list of over 75 people on top of the 250 already sold. So we could likely push it. I'm hoping that when the game gets out to other people, I'm hoping that the game itself can hold up to the hype that's kind of been growing up around it. And I hope the demand goes crazy high. And I hope people ask me every day to make one so I can keep telling them no. Because the people who have contacted me, I've personally spoken with every person on my pre-order list. And I don't want to make the call and tell you, yeah, that limited run 250 collector's piece is now one of 5,000 or some silly number that just makes it another game. So I will never make another Predator. That being said, I have no idea how many of anything else I'm going to make, but like I said, I hope to go big, but I don't want to forget everybody that got me where I am right now. Yeah, any other questions? Oh, sure.
On your license agreement, was it for a certain amount of time or a certain amount of units, or how did that?
I'm not really supposed to say much, but vaguely I can say it's the amount of uses. If that makes sense. You got a question? What's the next title? Teletubbies? Barney? I got a lot of kids, man. Huh?
Tell them what it isn't.
Tell them what it isn't? What, the Big Lebowski? Sorry, everybody. Oh, see, here we go. Ninja Turtles. I don't know. Sonic? Whatever. I'll just sit around and make games until somebody wants one, I guess. Tell it what? Well, go play them. But all right, guys, I think I'm out of time. If there's any quick questions, I can field those, but I think we got to get going. Yeah, does anybody have any more questions before I take off? All right, well, thanks for coming out, and I hope you enjoy the games.